Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Friday, April the 17th, as we continue to hear about, read about, pray about, sing about resurrection throughout the Easter season. I want to remind you of something that I have often said just about our liturgy in general, especially about the Eucharist, that you can almost always take your bulletin. You can even take your physical Sunday bulletin, print it out at home or bring it from church, and literally go through and circle where it says we or our, and pen and ink the paper to say me or my or I. Change it from the plural to the first person singular. And that may sound a little bit silly, but when we do that, it can change our entire perspective on things. It can make it much more real and personal. So for instance, when we have the phrase before communion throughout the Easter season, by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Well, if we take that sentence and change the us to me, it becomes, and by his rising to life again, he has won for me everlasting life. When we do that, we're not being selfish or self-centered. We are taking something that we often say by heart. We can do it with almost any of our prayers during Easter season and any other time. The prayers that we just think of as being general, when we take the bulletin and just pen and ink to make it say, I and my and me, we can pray those prayers, even if they're words that the priest usually prays at the altar, you can still pray them, and we can pray them in the first person. Try that this week with a bulletin either that you get in church or that you can download online. Print it out and just take a look and see how we hear the prayers and hear the words and hear the hope and hear the promises, especially the promise of resurrection, a little bit more personally. Hope to see you this weekend, or hope you see us and join us online, however life allows. Have a wonderful night.